The 28th International Holy Quran Competition has wrapped up right here in Tehran. Gisu Ahmadi has the story.
For competitors, it was the exciting day of finding out who the winners are as the 28th Holy Quran Competition wrapped up in Tehran. And as the winners were announced, the closing ceremony turned out to be full of good news for Iranian contestants who won first place, as well as Indonesia, Bangladesh, Egypt, and Tajikistan who followed. But more than winning the prize, simply participating in the competition is considered an honor for the 96 contestants who gathered in the Iranian capital from more than 60 countries.
The competition was really strong. The contestants were well prepared, and we heard really beautiful recitations, particularly from Bangladesh and Indonesia.
It was interesting to see how people with different cultures were focusing on the same thing and reading the same lines and believing in the same path that leads to the happiness of mankind.
International competitions are very important because they can become the reason for everyone to become motivated in reading and understanding the Holy Quran.
This annual competition is held in three main categories, including recitation, memorizing the entire Quran, and research papers on the Holy Quran. Out of the 521 papers submitted to the Secretariat of the contest, 15 of the best were awarded.
The Holy Quran is the pencil of life, and it's a book of guidance from Allah.
While it's important to learn to recite the Quran, it's even more important to implement its teachings. It should serve as our standard measures to judge every aspect of life and decide how we should act.
Memorizing and reciting the Holy Quran is considered important for all Muslims around the world, and it is the spiritual side of this annual competition that brings together not just participants from around the globe, but many others who follow the event on social media.
The 28th Holy Quran competitions ended on the 4th of July, but its spiritual message goes on. Gisu Misha Ahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.